All right, let's a little love in the air. You know what? There's been a lot of hating going on for the last few days with the struggles of the Vancouver Canucks, but you know what? We can always bring in a little love with the
It's perfect for the Wednesday. Hump day, people are sour, but we get love on Wednesday morning.
What are you implying about love and hump?
Huh? What are you going there for?
You just made it awkward.
Well, why do you go there? Jovo, don't laugh at comments like that. I get 3.5 hours
of
this.
He's a guy. He can appreciate humor.
Yeah. All right.
Hold on.
Good morning, Eddie.
The love doctor checking in.
That's forget Jovo Cop. That is so your playing days. You're now the love doctor. We will be building a promo now.
How about a 55 Canucks jersey? Love doctor.
Love doctor.
Far from it.
Hey, I tell you, you're in a city where there's a little bit of love going to that hockey team, and obviously we'll get to the Canucks, but Florida Panthers on a little bit of a roll right now.
Yeah. Things are kind of moving along. You know, you look at the last game, you know, the Ranger game, kind of seesawing back and forth, but really clamping down. Bob was excellent in the third period. And same yesterday. You know, as the third period kind of, you know, rolled along, the ice really tilted into Philly's, you know, favor. But Bob really did a good job shutting the door. And I don't think anyone – you know, thought that, you know, looking at his numbers that, you know, what do we get into and all this, you know, numbers and, you know, what's his GA goals against going to be. I think they, you know, there's going to be nights where I think this team scores 5 goals and they win 5-4. That's one thing they can do is score goals. And it might not be pretty each and every night as long as kind of the W's are there. And that's what, you know, listening to Coach Q talk about is there's, you know, he's going to face some different chances. I mean, defensively, there's some areas that, you know, the team wants to clean up. But as of right now, climbing in the standings is number one priority.
They got 3 guys with 20 or more points already this season. So, yeah, they're a fun team to watch offensively. Yeah. And there's
it's amazing watching these 3 guys. It really is. You know, the duo of, you know, Hubie and Barkey saw a stat yesterday, you know, 55 combined points, you know, 4th best duo in the league.
How good is Barkov?
Dadanov, kind of that Brendan Morrison, kind of the Bertuzzi-Naslin line, right? It's just sneaky kind of 10 goals, kind of in a good spot all the time. But they're really good, Seawall. They're really good.
Fair enough. It's quite a different story here with the Canucks right now. And you know, one of the stories, Eddie, tell me this. What's the mindset of a team when, so Jacob Markstrom had a tough night last night. And look, the team didn't play well. I don't want to put this all on Jacob Markstrom. But, you know, the one thing that I've seen as sort of a trend the last few weeks is, you know, the Canucks just haven't had their goaltenders steal them a win this month in November, where they were really good to start the year. But do you guys know, or what does that do internally in the room when you know a guy between the pipes is just scuffling, right? I mean, you can kind of mask a guy on the blue line or a guy on the wing or sometimes in the middle, but what about when you know kind of that a guy is just scuffling between the pipes?
Yeah. It's no different than, you know, I think, you know, when your teammate's struggling. You know, whether it's forward or your guy, you know, top guy is not scoring. What are you doing? You're working harder. I think for the, you know, for Markey's situation, you know, I think the team just, you know, you got to kind of clamp down and play really well in front of him and kind of limit the chances, you know, against till this guy finds his game. I mean, he's going to work extra hard in practice to do that, but you know when things start kind of snowballing and then it's that kind of Murphy's Law where every little break, you know, ends up in your net and then the goalie's kind of down on himself and it feels like he can't do anything good. So I think it's up to his teammates kind of, you know, make sure kind of you're doing whatever it takes to play in front of him, clamp things down, kind of try to do your best to force things to the outside and really kind of just hopefully he finds his game quick. I think in the mentality, too, when you're chasing in games constantly, you know, that mountain gets higher. It gets tougher to climb. You're, okay, here we go again. You know, next goal, we're either down, you know, we either tie the game or we're down 3-1 or 2-0. So I think that's been an issue that I've, you know, seen with the Canucks the last few games.
Well, yeah,
kind of chasing the game.
Only opened up the scoring 7 times so far this year. Only the Leafs have done it fewer times with 5. Ed Jovanovski joins us.
That's
as he
a
does.
Crazy stat I heard with the Leafs.
Yeah, well, but it speaks.
I could be wrong, but, you know.
Yeah, but it speaks to chasing, right? It's just that much more difficult in this day and age to play from behind. Eddie, tell me this from a mental aspect. Let's go back. The mental aspect of a 20-year-old Ed Jovanovski playing on a team that is struggling and say they've lost 6 in a row, and then Ed Jovanovski, who's 30 years old in Arizona and the team's lost 6 in a row. It's got to be a different panic because, you know, listen, it's going to happen. We'll get through this.
Right. Right. I think at, you know, at 20, maybe you don't know as much, so you're continuing kind of do your thing. You're probably not absorbing as much of the heat as, say, the 30-year-old is, you know, kind of in those slumps. But, you know, I you know, what players do is each and every day you're wanting to get better. So whether you're winning 6 games in a row or losing, I mean, the objective always in practice is to get better. And I think when things are kind of going sideways, that's where it starts. I mean, you're looking at video, you're breaking things down. Where can I get better? And I'm sure the coaching staff is doing that right now. But I don't think age at this point in the quarter part of the year is something to really look at. I think each guy has got to look themselves in the mirror and kind of pull the same way and try to get wins, because that's what it's all about.
Well, and they'll try to do that again tomorrow night in Nashville against the Predators. Ed Jovanovski.
Yeah, it doesn't get easier, right?
No, it doesn't. It does not.
Game.
No, and then there's a whole bunch
losing
of,
a couple in a row.
Yeah, then there's a whole bunch of Eastern teams losing as well. Jovokop here on Sportsnet 650. Have you ever had somebody spit on you, or did you ever see somebody spit on someone in your time? I mean, this Garnet Hathaway, he's got his hearing this morning with the National Hockey League, but what did you make of all of that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think someone gave me a wet willy before.
We're talking on the ice.
On the ice.
We're talking on the ice, love doctor.
You know, it's such a tough play. I mean, there's no room for it in hockey, and I think the NHL going to act, you know, maybe send the message here that, listen, there's no room for that. It wasn't like kind of like a blow the water. It was actually like it had hang. You can see it floating in the air. It was a good one.
So. Painted a picture there, Eddie.
Very,
you know,
descriptive.
Kind of slowing it down. I was slowing it down on TV. I was like literally frame by frame, and it had some good.
There was some density to it. Yeah. There was some density.
There was some weight to it. Yeah, it's a heavy game.
I actually. I text with Goody yesterday, and I'm like, what was the guy thinking? And he's like, that's the issue. He wasn't thinking. So I think you get in those situations, guys come unhinged and kind of do stupid things and look the next day, what did I do? It's gonna affect his pocket, you know, his wallet, and hopefully we don't see it again in this game.
Newly married Gabranson, wife no longer kissing him on the cheek. It's affecting a lot of things.
Wash your face with some hand sanitizer first.
What would you give him? We had a poll question yesterday. Bert was kind of, it happens. I'd give him a game. James and I were kind of like, oh, that's so disrespectful. I've got to give him 5. Send a message. What would you do?
Yeah, I'm leaning more on the 1 or 2 games. 5 is kind of...
too steep?
You know, little steep. You know, you see some hits that you think are going to get, you know, 5, 6 games that get 1 game. So nothing seems amazing on kind of how they break these things down and where they kind of get their reasoning behind it. So, but I do think that it's going to be followed by a pretty stern message that keep your bodily fluids to yourself.
Is the same
pick
message,
your spot, or at least pick your spot.
Same message the Leafs got after their loss in Las Vegas last night as they headed on the strip. As teams lose,
right,
we hear more about player-only meetings. They're starting to appear everywhere. Did they do anything? What happens in a player-only meeting? Were you a guy who was leading charge as you became more of a leader, and did you call a lot of those?
Yeah, I didn't call a lot of them because, I mean, at some point they just like, all right, this guy's just kind of going to start
It would have been it would have been scheduled in Arizona. By the way, every
right.
Thursday it's a players only.
I played on a few teams that we could have had one every day of the week. You know, so I think the time is. You guys know. I mean, when things are going not the way you want to go, and they're and you hear kind of, you know, the media couldn't get let in the room until 20 minutes after the game, you know, team meeting. I think it's just the opportunity for the leader to say, hey, guys, you know, enough's enough. I know we're not all wanting to play, you know, horrible, but we got to snap out of this. The coaches can say what they want. They can show us all the video what we want. What we can control is our work ethic. And we can either get out of this right now, or we can continue being kind of one of the teams that is going to go on every road trip checking out what bar to go to because the season's going to be over. And I watched that game yesterday when I got home. I did think the Leafs, like you can see them working and, you know, working hard. I thought it was a better performance by them. But at the end of the day, you lose the game. And especially in that mecca, I think that's what it comes down to. Especially when things aren't going well, you know, it comes down to, you know, wins and losses and here the coaches and, you know, trade players. And that's what happens when things aren't going well.
But
I think it's up to the players to get out of it. I mean, the coaches can't strap. Coaches give you the direction.
They're
going to give you the best game plan, but I think the players got to play.
But does it start with finger pointing in a players only meeting? Does it just somebody just stands up and says, "How do we fix this?" I mean, how do they work when it's?
I've never seen, and you know, honestly, you know, we're not driven that way. You know, hockey players, you know, it can be constructive criticism to a guy say, "Listen, okay, hey, you know, Joe, well, you got to do this play. You got to be better." But team meetings are not to say, "Hey, you're brutal." You know, what are you doing? You know, you know, everybody's in it together. You win as one, you lose together. And that's one thing is great about a hockey player. You know, no one's above the game. So no one's going to, you know, look at your teammate and put him down and make him feel even worse that he is right now. You know, they're going to try to pump him up. And that's what I've experienced in my career. When things are going not so well, I've always had those great teammates to grab me and cheer me up.
You mentioned it's up to the players, like coaches don't play. We were trying to figure out the value of a Barry Trotz who goes to Long Island and they're doing some great things. But you also look and go, hey, the Washington Capitals have continued to win as well. What's the value of a coach? Are some coaches, I had an NHL player tell me they won a Stanley Cup and the coach that year wasn't that much of an influence to him.
Yeah.
Fair or foul?
Listen, when things are going well, everyone looks great.
Yeah.
When things aren't going well, you know what? It's like, what's, you know, especially on a you know, a long slide, what's the easiest thing to do for a general manager? You can't trade 20 guys.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the coach is kind of comes into question. Babcock is a great coach. We all know that. He's had unbelievable success. The one thing I look at is the message that he's sending to the players lost. I've been on teams where I'm just like, oh, this coach is literally saying the same thing over and over again. Like, can you come up with something new? You know, so I don't know. I mean, it's a tough situation. You know, you look at their lineup. They got so much talent. Marner obviously being out is an issue. Tavares looks almost like he hasn't kind of hit his stride after his, you know, injury. The goaltender, what I saw last night, was great. You got to clean up all three zones, puck management, puck awareness, everybody being on the same page. You can take one greasy win, and hopefully they can get kind of back on its tracks.
Always a
but
pleasure.
But going into Arizona, good luck.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's another team that's playing. And then they've got Colorado on Saturday. So, I mean, it could very easily be an 8-game losing
but
streak.
But with Arizona, sorry, James, you'd go, man, Tauchus done a great job. Then you look at a coach.
Yeah, and Calgary. And then you got Calgary also, who's not, you know, can say playing up to expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a mess over there too. So,
but this is,
I mean, you have some teams that are in a position where you're like, oof, I didn't expect them to be there. And then you have some teams on the other end that are like, you know, I didn't expect this. So what it shows is the parity in the league. You don't know each and every night what team's going to come to play.
Yeah, I mean, even the Flames. Yeah, I mean, the Flames, look at the offense that they have up front in their big three, and they struggle to score goals as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Dr. Love.
As long as you guys are doing okay, it makes me happy.
Let's go on a boat ride, Eddie. Let's just get away from it all.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes you just got to turn the brain off, get away from the game. I had a trainer tell me that once all the time. Jovo, just turn the brain off, go home, have a glass of wine.
Funny
enough. Unfortunately, my body didn't feel better the next day.
That's the that's the pregame speech that the producer gives us right before the show starts. Turn your brain off, guys, and talk for
Harry's
the next
been doing that
hours.
For 2 years since we launched this radio station.
Thanks, Eddie. We love you, buddy. We love our Wednesdays.
All right. Yeah, love you too, guys.
Much love. There he is. Sportsnet 650.